You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Oh, I am ready for this and also extremely nervous.
I'm totally not ready. This is going to be a complete you-know-what show and...
Milk? Dinner at a house?
One out. Oh, my God! It's pretty much hot garbage right now. Bullpen's trash. Bullpen's already garbage.
We got it! Talking about the fightings here! The fightings! Said! Said!
One run's gonna score! A play at the plate on Swanson!
Yes! Yes!
All right, welcome to episode 90 of This is 705 Yet Podcast. Phil's in four. How are you, Brandon?
I'm doing fantastic, Alex. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty fucking tired these 8:07 times.
Oh, yeah.
With the game not ending till about 11 and then having to wake up at 3:30 in the morning has me a little beat, but we got a day off.
You should just not sleep at all, watch postgame till 1 a.m., and just go to work.
I mean, when they're in the World Series, that'll probably happen. being honest. Thankfully, we got the day off.
Yep.
Chase wants to say.
Yep, we get to record.
Tomorrow's game's at 5:07. That's mm-hmm. much better. It'll be done by 9 o'clock.
It's kind of close to our normal start time, 7:05. It's just reversed.
It is weird though, because 5:07 is like 2 o'clock in Arizona, so that's kind of weird for a playoff game.
Yep.
Especially in the NLCS, but I'll take it.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be like a night game for them, like same time, you know, sort of. That was weird. We both took drinks at the same time. That was not good for a podcast. I'd say the Phillies are playing pretty well.
Since we last talked, Brandon, the Phillies took the series versus the Braves, which we can touch about very briefly, and now the Phillies taking the first two at home, first time having a home field advantage in the playoffs since 2010 or 11. No.
Was it 11? Was 11 the last year we were in before last year?
11, because that's when we lost against the Cardinals, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And Ryan had, of course, Phillies, and then I...
And that was it.
And that tore my soul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Different time now.
Yeah. I cannot believe... I saw it the other day, somebody posted something about it, but like, I really can't believe that we didn't win a World Series with that rotation that we had with like Halliday and like that year that he threw the perfect game and the no hitter in the playoffs. Like, I don't get it. I wish we would have at least been able to get to a World Series with him, because that would have, like, he would have loved that. We would have loved that. He would have loved that. Everybody would have loved it. You get a World Series. You get a World Series. You get a World Series.
Yeah. So that was definitely Roy Halladay not winning it with the Phillies. You know, he wasn't really there with us for a long time. And I'm not talking because he's dead. I'm talking like the Phillies.
R.I.P. Halladay.
Yeah. Oh, for real.
R.I.P. Halladay.
I say I that was my first jersey, is a Roy Halladay jersey.
Really?
Yeah, still have it. Yeah, I fucking love Roy. And I say, but
Doc.
But it's weird, like, he's so beloved in Philadelphia because of how dominant, crazy dominant he is. Just like Cliff Lee, too, even though Cliff Lee doesn't come out of the woods at all, wherever he's hiding.
Yeah.
But you know, those two are so beloved in Philly's history, even though they didn't win a World Series. You know, those
– Do you?
It's crazy. You think in a way that they did win a World Series.
Or that they played in Philly for forever. Like, yeah. Hamels and Nola. But yeah, fans
are,
you know. I know. So I love Hamels, and he was the 2008 MVP of the World Series. Do you think, speaking of like Cliff Lee and Roy Halladay, do you think they're oddly more beloved than Hamels, even though he was the one that won the 08 World Series and was MVP of that series?
I wouldn't say beloved. I don't say more beloved. I mean, that's different. Like, that whole, it was just like this team, you know, everyone loves everyone on this team. That's how those teams were as well. The city embraced the whole team. And yes, I feel like it's probably on a little bit of a different level now. Especially, you know, with the Bedlam at the Bank call, like, it's just, you know, what happened last year. And, yeah, it's absolutely wild. And that's why the Braves and bitch-ass Spencer Strider couldn't handle it. And the Phillies took that series.
Yeah, let's get into that, Alex. Let's dig real deep into that.
No, let's not get real deep into it, Brandon. I told you no.
No. Well, I want to give a shout out to our guys because that was a hell of a series. Just like last year, we took it to them. We took one in Atlanta, and I mean the rest is history again, because like you said, the bitch ass Braves are the bitch ass Braves, and I will say they like to complain, them and their fans and all that bullshit, the narratives that they spew, and he wasn't supposed to hear it talk like that stuff. By the way, did you get that shirt or no?
What shirt?
He was Attaboy Harper, and then on the back it says he wasn't supposed to hear it.
No,
do you want it? I was looking online the other day and I saw it and I was like, oh, maybe I should get one for Alex, but I wasn't sure if you still wear mediums or if you're upgraded to largest now.
I'm no medium, that's for sure, buddy. I got three kids.
Well, I didn't want to get a large and you'd be like, what do you think I am?
I'm thick.
Okay. So you're large or extra large?
No, I'm large. Actually, my one work
shirt's in charge.
My one work shirt's an extra large, but like when I first got it, it was perfectly fine. And then I washed it once and it shrank like 6 inches up, but not in. So it's like really wide, and thankfully I don't wear those polos anymore. I got
you're a square.
Honestly, got it.
Square, Alex.
It's a polo for SpongeBob. Like it is a square. That's what it looks like. But
Brave series. Well done. We'll give him a nice little golf clap. Well done, boys. Well done.
Bryce Harper. He's a legend in Philadelphia.
Yes. Same with Castellanos.
Casty.
I mean, everybody showed up. Wheeler, Nola, Ranger. I mean, or I guess it was Ranger, Wheeler, Nola, and then Ranger again, right?
Yes.
And he went a little deeper in that last game, right?
Yeah, he went like
about five, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got the win, which was awesome.
Yes.
So, These guys are on a roll. They're lighting it up. I mean, what can't you say about this team that like doesn't impress you? I mean, the only thing that worries me right now, I mean, your wife and I were kind of texting about it last night. But besides that, the only thing that really worries me right now is Trey's defense. Does anything else worry you besides like the daycare maybe not producing as much as we want, like we were talking about last night? Or like I really feel like it's Trey's defense, because the daycare defense is like out of this world. And yeah, maybe they're not like hitting as much, but I mean, they came through last night, had a couple big knocks late in the game. And I mean, it was just that one error from Trey. Otherwise, the rest of the game was perfect.
I'll say for this series, I'm not too worried. I do think Arizona will probably take one. We probably won't sweep. But I see us clinching, obviously, in Arizona since there's three games straight there. But, I mean, with Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler pitching the way they have in the Miami series, the Braves series, and now the Arizona series, which is just absolutely amazing. Like,
dude, you can't understate. They're a two-headed monster.
Yeah, you can't understate how well both of them have pitched.
Mm-hmm.
The Diamondbacks, like, their best shot was in Philadelphia to try to steal one of those with Zach Gallen and Merrill Kelly.
Yeah.
Now, I'll be completely honest. I have no idea who the fuck's pitching for the Diamondbacks these next two games.
So they got – so tomorrow they got Brandon Fott.
That's what I mean. Who the
– Fott.
Who – this fart guy.
He's – I think he's a rookie, I want to say.
That's the only thing that worries me. The Phillies love not hitting against rookies.
I mean, he had a decent – I feel like he had a decent year, but it wasn't like a crazy, like, amazing, consistent year. Like, he had good games and he had bad games, so hopefully we get a bad game. But the way that this team is hitting right now, I mean, Castellanos went 0 for 3 last night, and we won 10-0. What does that say to you about this offense? Like they're crushing the ball. Like, even like when one guy isn't seeing the ball well, another guy steps up, like Schwarber hitting two home runs, Trey hitting a home run, and then JT getting a two RBI double, Bryce getting an RBI double, or I guess he got a single. Bohm, Marsh, Stott, I think.
From what they went through last year felt – it was absolutely amazing, but it was – it's not that I feel like we couldn't win it, you know, when it came to the World Series, but everything was like a first-time high. And kind of I don't want to say it was luck at all, because it wasn't, but it was unexpected in a way on how dominant they were. And then now this year, it's expected, and there's this confidence, not just by like the fan base, but by the players on the team. And I saw like a couple tweets comparing like the roster that the Phillies, like players that aren't on the team this year that were on the team last year, and basically the players that have replaced them from last year. It's actually pretty crazy, you know,
how much better the team is.
Yeah, how much better the team is. And that's
I know what you're talking about. I saw it too.
And that's with returning all of your main guys. So that's where it's like it honestly feels. And this isn't just like the cockiness of being a Philly fan at all, but it honestly feels like they're a team of destiny and that nothing's going to stop them. I feel like the and I know I'm jumping ahead and I shouldn't whatsoever. Because like I said, Arizona's a good young team, so you don't know. But I feel like it's going to end up being a Phillies-Texas World Series, and Texas kind of reminds me of what the Phillies were last year.
They do, and I mean they started off the year hot.
But they're damn good.
Yeah, they started off the year hot with a sweep of the Phillies, which I don't think we expected. And then they were in first place like all year, and then I think Houston just like came out of nowhere and did Houston things and came in first in that division. Hi, Ainsley. They're good. They have a good roster. Their pitching, I feel like, is a little sus to me. But we'll talk about that when we get there. I don't want to get ahead either. But to touch it to...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
to touch on your point about like how last year it kind of seemed like, would you say it was like rushed, or you don't want to say it was luck, but it was like,
I said luck, but it wasn't. I say it was unexpected.
Unexpected. That's right. So last year was weird because they were the last team in basically for the NL. Right. They were the last team in for the NL, and they earned that spot with a win against the Astros, which was amazing. And like from that moment on, like just getting in, yeah, it was unexpected, but like all this team needed was to get in, and they showed that they belonged in the postseason by sweeping the Cards, who everybody like was like high on forever because of the players that they had. And look what happened to him this year. I think the Phillies broke him, to be completely honest. Hopefully they did that to the Marlins as well.
Marlins broke themselves, but that's
a whole other story. And then I'm pretty sure the Phillies have broken the Braves for postseason and all that, and their days off and complaining about all that bullshit. Which I would love to talk about, but I'm not going to. I'm going to save
maybe
Alex from...
Maybe off-season when we relive our World Series run.
Yeah, when we get the video yearbook from this year. But yeah, they showed that they belonged in the postseason, and it was a similar team to this year. They were hitting dingers last year. Like, didn't they break records last year? And now this year they're breaking even more those same records with like how many home runs they've been hitting. Like, I mean, this does feel like the team of like destiny. Like, the roster is like stacked. Pitching has definitely stepped up, and defense has stepped up besides a couple errors here and there. But like, I mean, they can clean that up. Like, Trey's bounced back before, and they're just stacked. Like, they know what to do. Like, they've been here before. They were here last year. So like, they know what to do. They know what to expect. And like, they're here to, I mean, they don't need to prove anybody wrong because they are who they are, but they're going to prove people wrong because everybody's like, oh, it's the Phillies, or they're not as good of a team as like this team or that. Like, people were saying that about Atlanta, like, before the series started.
I don't think anyone's saying that anymore.
Not anymore. The
Phillies are allowing.
Well except for like the opposing pitchers.
Well, that's their own fault. They're pretty. They haven't learned their lesson.
No.
But the Philadelphia Phillies have turned into the, unlike those gay Cowboys, the Phillies are baseball's America's team right now.
They are. They're America's sweethearts.
Braves fans, I say. But yeah, like, you can't tell me. And I know. I listened to part of my take a little bit this morning, and Big Cat and all talking about, and they were like, all right, now that we're done sucking the Phillies' dick, it's like, he's like, all they kept talking about is positive things because they're so fun to watch. Like,
were they actually talking positive things?
Oh yeah, and it was funny because you know how Max is, but they were talking like Bryce Harper. How can you not love what he's doing? How can you not love Kyle Schwarber? Mm-hmm. He's a dude.
Big Cat loves Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah, he's a thick dude. He just plays baseball and he hits dingers. How do you not love a guy like that? What Nola and them are doing. You got Trey Turner, who's likable. You got Bryson Stott with his walk-up song that the whole stadium sings, like that everyone loves. Like,
hey, okay.
How do you not love what they're doing? And they're fun baseball where not just Phillies fans can enjoy it, where people who are a little newer to baseball and stuff like that were like, wow, look at all these. Not that, you know, we're always going to win by home runs, but, you know, the amount of home runs that they're doing and hitting is just insane. So it's like, it's just one of those fun narratives. And Arizona, you can literally buy tickets for $6 right now for tomorrow's game or Thursday's game. You can buy tickets for $6.
Yeah, I wish I'd lived out there.
It might be cheaper to go get a $6 ticket and fly your ass to Arizona and then come back.
I'd like to add to what you're saying about like how fun they're how much fun they're having. Like, all these guys are likable. They also fuck. All these guys fuck.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they kissed actually in the outfield yesterday.
Oh well, no, I mean they like.
It was a close kiss. Johan and Nick definitely kissed. I think.
I think they did. I think Nick was okay with it too. But these.
Yeah, I saw. I saw someone's tweet that was like fanatics. Your true love stories are coming true now, or what you've always wished for is happening with them getting sexual with each other.
This team is really like the most interesting team or intriguing team like I've ever seen. Like they all just like each other. And I'll say again, they fuck. They've all had like babies this year. Have you noticed that? Zach Wheeler's wife is pregnant.
Wheeler announced, say that. So all right, so
Stott's wife is pregnant, or girlfriend's pregnant. Courtney's
really into this thing. Say she stalks all their wives. So Stott's wife's prego and probably about to pop.
Yep.
Nola's wife. It's Zach pregnant. Wheeler's wife.
Yep. Trey had a baby. Trey's wife had a baby.
Wait, hold on. Courtney just echoed from above. I think they might have been, Dad, is that you?
Who else?
Schwarber. What? Who else? JT has four kids.
Wow, he really fucks.
Yeah, he really fucks a lot. Harper has two kids.
Yep.
Probably on his way to three, let's be honest.
Probably.
Casty, everyone loves his kids in Philadelphia. Everyone loves Liam. So, dude, like
Liam
you said,
needs a key to the city.
They got some good sperm on this team. Reese Hoskins got to get his act together.
Good splurging.
Yeah, they've been a lot of splurge.
Would you say Reese has to get it going?
Yeah, Reese got to get it going next.
Well, I mean, he couldn't even walk for a little bit. So.
Trey Turner. Wait, yeah, Trey Turner. We forgot Trey Turner. His wife's pregnant. Remember,
wait, she's pregnant again?
No, not again. You're right. They already had that baby.
Yeah, they had a baby, remember, in his first game back. He homered. Dad strength.
Yeah, and then also remember, 9 months prior was the day that they signed the contract.
That's right.
With the Phillies.
That's right.
Yep, and then she got knocked up.
Part of my take talked about that.
Yep, and it's impressive stuff.
Yeah, it is impressive.
So I don't know how we got on this topic, but very fertile club.
I added to your points about how likable the team is, and I said, and they fuck. So
yeah,
that's how it started.
I feel like there should be a Real Housewives of Philadelphia, and it should just be the Phillies wives. I'd watch it.
It really should.
I'd 100% watch it.
Also,
it can't be on like E Network or anything though. Like it has to be on like. NBC Philadelphia. Philly. Let's do like is CW Philly still a thing? Just do that.
I don't think it is actually.
You know what? Bring it back. Is.
I don't know.
Real Housewives of Philadelphia.
Speaking of how likable this team is, I really, besides maybe the Eagles, I really don't think any other Philly team is like loved as much as the Phillies, if I'm being honest. And I'm a Dallas fan, and I like the Eagles. Like. I like the players on the Eagles, but I'm going to cut that because I did say I like the Eagles. I meant I like the players on the Eagles.
We heard what you said.
Whatever, Alex. But I love the city. Okay. I love the city. Might not be an Eagles fan, but I love the city. Okay.
It's hard not to like what's going on in the stadium, how loud it is, how crazy it is.
Correct.
How funny it is. I mean, think about it. These past two games, the first inning on both games, dingers. It's just like, it's laughable on how good things are going.
Yeah.
And I don't want
it really to is. End. Well, somebody asked, I forget who asked Topper last night about, it was like he made a statement. He was like, so half the runs you've scored this postseason came off of home, like solo home runs.
Yeah, it's like 15 or 16.
Yeah. And they were like, is there any concern with like, is this sustainable? Like, will this continue? Like, are you worried that like, if you don't hit home runs, you're not going to win or something like that? And Topper was like, well, you literally just gave me the answer right there. You said half our runs have come off of solo shots. So like, what does that mean for the other half? He said we can do both. Like, it was kind of a stupid question, if I'm being honest. Like,
Tom Thompson's a stud. The whole team's a bunch of studs.
You're all studs.
You're all studs.
Yeah.
He's another guy, I mean, that you just can't not love.
I know.
Dave Dombrowski cannot love. Sam Fold, I say good guys. And then give credit to, big credit to John Middleton, underrated owner.
Yeah.
He's what Jerry Jones would be if Jerry Jones didn't do cocaine all the time.
I don't even want to talk about Jerry Jones. I do not like him. I hate him.
Middleton's literally a man of the people, though. I mean, so, regular season, he walks around the freaking – he walks around the bank and just talks to people.
Jerry can't do that because he's dead.
After every playoff home game, because we win them all, he throws balls into the stands.
Yeah.
Like, dude just loves Philadelphia.
Yeah. So there's owners like Jerry Jones who throw money at, like, dartboards – and hopes it'll stick and hopes it'll, like, work out. And then there's, like, owners like John Middleton and probably a handful of other owners that actually, like, sit down with their GMs and president of baseball operations and managers, and they're like, all right, what do you think we need to add, and, like, how important is this? Because he spent the money, and you see where it's gotten us the last – I'll say the last 3 years, because I think 3 years ago they were on the cusp of making the playoffs and they just fell narrowly short.
They were on the cusp of making the playoffs for like 4 years in a row.
Yeah, they've been on the cusp of making the playoffs since we started this podcast. So I feel like we've been a part of the team in a way. I feel like that's why we love this team so much, is because, like, we've been here since Harper's been with the team.
And we've been here way before that.
No, I think we were.
I don't mean podcast.
Well, yeah, we've been fans of the Phillies since way before
for those that. For those fans that were around during that time. I mean, then you got those real old fans, like we're old,
like us.
We got the real old fans that were there around 80 and got to watch that fun. So they got three iterations of three or four iterations of great teams.
Yeah.
This run, and I know it's not over, I know we haven't won anything yet, but this run feels more sustainable than prior ones.
Yes.
It feels
sustainable because
of their minor leagues.
Well, because of the minor leagues, and like a lot of these guys have like long deals. So, yeah. I mean, it's sustainable. I mean, yeah, they're all going to get older, but like they're all going to become more experienced as well, and I totally agree, it's way more sustainable than a lot of the other teams. Like, I feel like in 2008, like after that, the team didn't fully split up, but like they got rid of like a lot of pieces that helped them win the World Series that year, and I wasn't like a huge fan of like the moves that they did, but they got back to the World Series the next year and like kept fighting for two more years, and then they just like dropped off the face of the earth for 10 years. Yeah. 10 years basically. And, but I want to go back to my point about like John Middleton, like spending the money. Like, did you see that? Somebody compared Nick Castellanos to a Reds player or whatever, that like they're paying a Reds player like $750,000 and his, WAR is the same as Nick Castellanos, who's being paid like $200 million. Over whatever, and it's like
he's 4 years. He was a 4 year 100. No, 5 years 100.
Okay, or $20 million a year or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just like shut up, nerd.
First off, shut up, nerd. Second off, you could do that with any sport.
Right.
Say where there's always a rookie who come. There's rookies who come in, have great seasons, that obviously are not making nearly as much as what a proven superstar is. Just because they're a rookie and they're good doesn't mean they're proven. We've seen that plenty of times.
Anybody can get lucky.
Dom Brown.
Any blind squirrel can find a nut someday, you know? He was at the game last night, Dom Brown.
Yes, he was.
So it's Always Sunny, or at least three of them were.
Was game one.
What?
Tim McGraw was game one, I think, or game. I don't remember.
But I mean, like, it's for so many years, like, especially when we like started this podcast, like once they raised the tax or whatever, we were like, dude, just spend the money, do it, spend the money. And like, it shows if you spend the money properly.
The do you think the tax was the curse? And once they broke it, and then everything else broke through.
Well, I mean, the tax is still there. They just raised the limit, right? I think.
Well, yeah, it was there, but they went past the tax threshold. But really,
You're saying because they never wanted to go past it?
Right.
Well, I mean, when you got losers in there like Annie McPhail and who were the other Matt Klentak, yeah. When you got losers like them in the system and the organization, I feel like that's going to happen, and they're going to be like, well, we don't need to spend money on players, just as long as we're getting paid, we're good. I don't know if that's actually what was said, but I imagine something like that was said, and they wanted to win games. But they just, as long as they were getting paid, they didn't really care at that point. But that's just my opinion. But this team has just been magical the last few seasons, and I really, really hope what we all feel in the air is actually there this year. So I would like to just bring up one other thing, unless you have something else to to say. So do you know any of this is like the stupidest thing that I saw today. I guess it's like it's SNY, which I guess is like a New York sports station or whatever. And I think it's like a couple guys talking about like the Mets and the Yankees, and somebody asked him, like, do you think the Mets and the Yankees could learn from what the Phillies are doing? And I have no idea who this guy is. I don't know his name. Is it Andy Martino? Does that name ring a bell? But he answered it, and he was like, no, I don't think they need to learn from them, because what the Phillies are doing is not sustainable. Like it was like, it's just the case of like a team getting hot at the right time, like hot bats and like all that. And I was like, wait, what? Like, I want to play it, but it's like 2 minutes long. But the guy said, like, no, they can't learn from the Phillies. Athleticism, defense, and versatility over bats is still the best path. Phillies have a special vibe going, but if anybody tried to duplicate that roster construction, the result would likely be atrocious. Good discussion with Todd and Sal, whoever these people are. And I was like, first of all, the fuck are you talking about with like saying like the Phillies don't have a good defense? Like, they have 4 Gold Glove finalists. Nick Castellanos hasn't made an error since 2021. Bohm has like moved mountains over at third base. Yeah.
And the Phillies numbers would be much better if Kyle Schwarber was DHing the whole year instead of playing left field for.
Yeah. Like, you got Martian left now and Rojas in center, who are studs defensively, and Harper. Like, can we like just stop real quick and like talk about how awesome Harper has been at first base? He's made some incredible plays over there. And I don't think people are talking about that enough. Like, him and Alec Bohm. Like, I'm surprised Bohm wasn't selected to be a Gold Glove finalist over at third, because he had a good year. Yeah. Like, a full good year over
he
there.
He definitely had a better year. He keeps getting better, which is what matters most.
Yeah.
But
so
you got to remember, he played a lot of first base this year, too, in the beginning. So that's definitely partially why. But there's, you know, he's not elite, but he's been very good.
Yeah. But that's why I say, like, when I saw, like, I said earlier when we were talking that, like, the only thing I'm really worried about is Trey, because, like, he's literally, like, the only liability on defense. Like if somebody asked me, like, who was going to make an error in this game, like, every game, I'd probably bet Trey might. And, like, as long as he's recovering from that and, like, bouncing back from that, hitting a dinger here and there, I'm fine with that, as long as they win, you know. Like, I can look past that if they're winning.
Yeah.
So, like, for this guy to say that, like, that athleticism and defense and versatility is, like, the most important thing is, like, have you been watching the Phillies the last 2-3 years? Because it's been getting better. And, like you said, they have a farm system, like, a lot of, like, great guys down in the farm system. And a lot of young guys on the team right now. So it is definitely sustainable. And for somebody, like, talking about the Yankees and the Mets to say, like, no, we can't learn from the Phillies, it's like, where did your teams finish this year? Like, where did they – I'm pretty sure the Yankees finished, what, fourth in their division? And the Mets finished fourth in right. our division. So, like, they can definitely learn from the Phillies. Like, 150% can – like, any team could learn from the Phillies. Like, Dave Dombrowski's roster construction – take all my money, Dave.
Take it.
Sorry. I had to say that because, like, I saw this post earlier today, and I was like, what the fuck are we even talking about? I even responded by saying, what the fuck is even this discussion about? And I have this, that GIF.
What the hell is even that?
What the hell is even that? Like, it was just ridiculous that somebody even said that. So I feel like I had to put it on blast. Not that a lot of people listen to us. Huh?
I said, you put them on blast. You let them have it.
I will.
Just with the dad jokes, Brandon.
Yep. Anything else? Who do we have going tomorrow? Ranger?
Power Ranger.
Power Ranger, Red Ranger, going against Brandon Pfott. And then, game four, I have no idea who the Diamondbacks are going to throw out there, because I think it was supposed to be that Nelson kid that they were going to put out there as, like, a starter, because he had a pretty decent year too.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out. But we
should know tomorrow, after tomorrow's game probably.
Yeah. Do you think game four will have, like, Walker and Sanchez?
One of the two, yeah.
You don't think it's going to be, like, a split? Or do you think Topper would save one for game five if we need to? Or would it be Wheeler? No.
I'll just put Wheeler in, yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the Phillies in four, and hoping that Wheeler can just start game one of the World Series.
Dad joke, though. Don't forget.
Yep. Here we go. Why was the dog called Rolex? Because he was a watchdog. And that was pretty good. And what's the most musical bone?
Trombone.
Ding, 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 ding.
That one's dumb. I got it!
That one was dumb.
That's how I got it.
Too easy. All right, we'll do two more, and then I'll let you go. What kind of birds are always sticking to each other? Velcros. And two fish. Okay, this isn't really... It is a question, but it's not a question that you would answer. It's just, I'm going to read it, okay?
All right, I'm ready.
You ready? Okay. Two fish are in a tank. One turns to the other and asks, how do you drive this thing? It took me a second. Do you not get it?
Wait. There. They're I tank. Thought there was more.
No.
Wait, do it again.
Two fish are in a tank. One turns to the other and asks, how do you drive this thing? Because they're in a tank? Like a military tank?
It wasn't as funny the first
time. Not a fish. Yeah, not a fish tank. An actual tank. But yeah, well, I read four jokes. Here's to Phils in four. Keep hunting, Alex.
Yes, there we go. Keep hunting.
I'm gonna come.